so much. Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to get started. If more people trickle in, we'll welcome anybody and everybody who wants to join, but I want to make sure that we get to everything we have to talk about today. So first and foremost, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Alyssa Hochbaum, and I came all the way, not really, but all the way from Bergenfield, New Jersey. If anybody doesn't know where Bergenfield is right next door to Teaneck. Bergenfield is like the town that doesn't get as much, publicity. So if you know where Teaneck is, I live about 5 minutes walk from there. I work for the Consortium of Jewish Day Schools, otherwise known as COJDS, if you've ever heard of it or seen our abbreviated name. Our flagship office is located in Manhattan. We have another office that's located in Cedarhurst, and that is where we do most of our curriculum coordinating. And if there is anything that we can do just in general to help your school, we help schools worldwide. Okay, and I don't mean only United States, but worldwide. We are here to help you, support you, and get involved in your school if you would like support, if you would like help. I have gotten to the consortium through all of my work doing Judaic studies in different places. I was telling somebody before, they don't know your name, I'm sorry. What's your name? Mrs. Matanki. I was telling Mrs. Matanki before that I have taught in all different levels of Judaic education. I started many years ago teaching 4th grade and 5th grade, and then I moved up to teach 7th grade for many years. Actually, Meira, what's your married name?
Azos
was my student. So in the Rosamund Yeshiva of North Jersey, I taught 7th grade for many years, and now I'm actually teaching high school, and I teach actually skills, which we're going to talk about today. But I help girls in high school really kind of try to enhance their skills even in a high school level so that everybody can be a successful Torah learner. What we're going to be talking about today, okay, which is part of what I do for my job in both of my areas, is talking about introducing skills and, more importantly, retaining skill in a Torah text. So all of us, hopefully, wait, raise your hand if you're a Chumash teacher. Okay, great. And raise your hand if you're in a Chumash classroom of some sort. Okay, and do we have anybody who does resource also? Okay, good. So this is going to be excellent. Also, this session is going to be excellent because for resource students, which is part of my job, we always want to make sure that we consistently reinforce, we introduce, but we also retain. Okay, so we're going to talk about that as well. How are you, Rabbi? Okay, so what we're going to do today is go through a lot of the different skills, and I'm going to show you a process. Now, I'm not going to say the process, because this is not the only process, but it's one of the processes in which we can use to introduce skills and make sure that our students take it with them. I don't mean to make this sound like the way it sounds, but it's easy as a teacher to teach skills, right? It's easy. You just teach it to them, say it to them. But the hard part is, how do you know that they're actually learning it, absorbing it, and then remembering it? So that's what we're going to try to discuss today. Full disclosure, I just want to say at the very beginning before we even begin, all of my slides that you are going to see today come from the consortium's Chumash curriculum, which is Lahavina Lahaskil. Okay? I know that many schools in Chicago do not use Lahavina Lahaskil, but That is the curriculum that I work with. That is the curriculum that shows how skills are introduced and retained. And therefore, my slides today do have a lot of those types of pages. It does not mean that it only works with Lahavina Lahaskil, but it is the base of what I do, and it is the base of what I believe in, and therefore that is what you are going to see. But I just want to throw that out there. If by some chance, at the end of this, you are like, wow, this program is amazing, which it is. Okay, please come find me, and I am more than happy to talk to you about how we do bring this into schools, and it works magic. Okay, we are now in schools all over. We are in South Africa, Australia, everywhere, because what we're seeing is that as we introduce skills and retain them, people want to use programs that's able to help us to do that because it is so difficult. Okay, so that's going to be our topic today. Okay. We're going to do a do now, because we're in class, okay? So everything to do a do now for on your sheet for a minute. List 5 skills. It could be the most basic. It could be more intense. List 5 skills that are vital in a Chumash class. Doesn't have to be your Chumash class. It could be any Chumash class. Put 5 down. I'm going to call on people, so make sure you have something written. Write anything. It could be a first grade skill, third, fourth, seventh, ninth, any skill that you think is vital for reading a Torah text. Okay, who wants to share? Go ahead.
Divide and translate. Looking at a word, Vayomer, knowing that.
What's the skill?
Does it add no syntax?
Any skill. Let's call it something. Go ahead.
Identifying prefix.
Prefix. That's a lot of skills. Because prefix and suffix are two different skills.
Right.
A prefix, a suffix. That's two. Any others?
Shorashim.
Three. Right. Okay, prefix and suffix. What else?
Read the word.
Okay, that's true. I don't know if we consider that a chumash skill. Definitely consider that a kriyah skill. What else?
Punctuation.
Tameh hamikra. Good. Another one. Oh, guys, I'm about to teach you a lot of skills. What else?
Understanding.
Okay, but how? We have to have a skill before we understand. Okay. So we can understand vocabulary words, right? What are words divided up into in Ivri?
Shemesem.
Is it a poel? Right? Is this a noun? Is this a verb? Is this an adjective? What is it? Okay, kids need to know this before they read a Torah text. Otherwise, they're not going to see when something is an action or when something is a description. And if we don't teach them that language of skill, they are not going to be able to reach the heights that they can with otherwise, if they do know their skills, they're going to be able to say, oh, well, that's a shoresh. Oh, well, that's a shemesh. Oh, well, that's a polal. Obviously, okay? So we're going to see all those types of skills today, okay? All right, we're going to move on. So now here is the age-old question. They knew it when I taught it, okay? This is what happens. We, in June, pass our students over to another grade, and then the teacher comes back to us. I'm saying this about everybody. The teacher comes back to us and says, what happened? I thought you taught the kids, you know, well, they knew it when I taught it to them, right? And the truth is that often that's true, okay? They do definitely have lost over the summer, no question, okay? And of course, we have to pick up in September where we did not leave them in June, where we left them not even in June. Maybe go back to May or April. We have to refresh all that stuff. But the question then stands, how can we make it that they knew it when I taught it to them, but they didn't forget? They just need a quick reminder. Okay, and through teaching skills and building those skills, it will make it so much easier so that when you say, what happened? They knew it last year, but if it's consistent, they will know it the next year as well. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. Okay? We're going to talk about how skill building works. Literally, the steps of skill building. Okay? And it's a ladder. And you'll notice that my ladder has an arrow that goes both ways. It is not just an upwards ladder, it goes up and it comes back down for the following reasons. When we introduce the skill, we need to teach the skill. We cannot assume that our students know, oh yeah, oh a prefix, oh yeah, that's at the beginning of words. Oh yeah, sure, I remember. We cannot assume anything. We have to teach the skill elaborately, and I'm going to show you that, okay? Then we need to practice the skill. Where else do we see that skill? So when we teach it, then we have to find it in all the psukim that we have in front of us, okay? And not only that, then we have to review the skill. So even when we teach a second grade skill in fourth grade, we're still reviewing that skill. So as much as your students may say something like, about this to be music to your ears, why are we reviewing Yachid Yechidai Rabim Rabo? That's like a second grade skill. Beautiful. Terrific. That's what I want to hear. We still review it. Because if I don't review it with you, you know what's going to happen in seventh grade? You're going to forget it. And so in second grade, when we teach very bare-bottom skills, okay, when we get to eighth grade, if anybody here is eighth grade, because this is technically second to eighth, we are still talking about Yachid Chidar Avim Rabu. That's our lingo. That's our language in Chumash. So we have to continue to reinforce that again, okay? This is our language, the consistency and familiarity of what they hear. So when they hear things like tchili, sofi, prefix, suffix, shame, poel, shame, etzem, nobody in your class is saying, what is she talking about? Okay, that should be the same way that you would speak about vocabulary, noun, verb, pronoun, prefix. They should clearly understand those words. It should not be What? I don't know what you're saying. It should be taught to them consistently throughout. Okay? And now we're going to talk about the how we do this. But please remember that the ladder goes both ways. So no one's going to put a check. I taught the skill. All right, good. We'll focus on the other skill. Never. We go back and forth, constantly up the ladder, down the ladder. Okay? So when does skill building work? Anytime, any place, anywhere. Okay? Choose a text that you are teaching. It'll work. Chumash, Navi, we don't really focus as much on skill, but you can still use it in there. Okay? If you have a Shorashim list and there's the same Shorashim and you're teaching in Navi, use it. Okay? Show them how it's in all areas of Tanakh. This is where we have it. Okay? So you can pick up anywhere. Meaning, I know a lot of teachers are going to say, so just like, I don't run my class like this. Just, I don't teach like this. It's never too late. You can always start somewhere. You could start in little bits. You don't have to take upon everything at one time. Slowly, little by little, and you will see progress little by little. Okay, so this is what I was talking about before about my pages, okay, from Lahavin Allah Haskell. You don't have to use these pages. You can use anything. But this is what I teach with. This is what I work with. Therefore, I'm going to use these pages. Hi, good morning. Okay, so let's pretend right now that I am going to teach you the skill of Yechid Echidah. Do you mind just asking me backwards? Yechid Echidah Rabim Rabot. How do we teach a skill? How do we teach Zachar Nekeva? How do we teach these basic skills? We don't just say, we don't. Okay? Zachar is a boy, Nekeva is a girl. Male and female. What does that mean? How do I see that? How do I recognize that? So here we go. Here's the rule for Zachar. Zachar is Ein Sofit. When you see a word, it has no Sofit, it's Zachar. Okay? What does that mean? Well, let's contrast it with Nekeva. When you see a word that has a Kamate or a Saf, wherever you teach, okay, at the end of a word, that makes it Nekeva. Therefore, let's compare and contrast. Ein Sofit, Yesh Sofit. Sof Mila, right, or Ein Sofit, whatever it might be. That is the general rule. You're just giving them the rule. This is how your skill works. And anytime you see it in the Chumash, that's what it's going to look like. Okay? Same thing here. What is Yechid Echidah Rabim Rabot? Well, one boy, one girl. Many boys, many girls. And then we explain it to them the same way. You have to teach the skill the same way that you would teach a skill.
Interruption. There's a Honda Civic in the parking lot with the motor on. License plate DM57212. There's a Honda Civic with the motor on. Illinois license plate DM57212. Thank you.
Okay. So the same way that you're going to teach your students a different skill, not related to Torah teaching, the same way that you're going to teach them this. So, somebody from the audience, give me an example of a skill that you want to teach your students having nothing to do whatsoever with Chumash. What skill would you teach them? Are you going to come to class and be like, listen, everyone, you have to behave. What does that mean? What should I do? What should I not do? You need to give them the steps. When you come into the class, you sit in your seat. When you want to say something, you raise your hand. That's what it means to behave. So when you teach a skill, what does it mean to have Zachar Nekeva? What does it mean to have Yechid Echidah Rabot? You need to instruct that. The best thing, like I told you before, the best thing that can happen is that the kids start laughing. Why is that the best? Because if they know it already and they're so great at it, your job is done in teaching that skill. Okay? But I can guarantee you that sometimes the kids think they know because they hear the words, but they really don't know what that means. How do I identify that? How do I see that? And that's our job. Okay, we have to do that. So now, let's practice our skill. We just taught it to them. We showed them. This is what this, you're in the wrong place.
Yes.
No problem. Okay, this is no problem. This is what the skill means. Okay, now let's use the skill. Let's take directions and find it. So, let's start easy here. Ketov Zachar o Nekeva. Now you're going to remind them, how do I know if something is Zachar or Nekeva? Oh yes, when it has a Sofit, Kamat, Hey, or Tuf, that's going to be a Nekeva. So as they work through this, they are looking for little things over here. And they see, ooh, I see a tuff, or, oh, I see a kamate, right? Because you taught that to them. Now they're using that skill to identify what they're seeing. Okay? Same thing over here. Is it, right? Is it yachid? Is it rabim? Is it rabot? Is it zachar? Is it kinema? This is what we call practicing the skill. So after we teach the skill, we have to practice it. Because once we tell them that, you have to behave. So then you may line them up at the door and you say, whenever you walk into the classroom, I want to see how you behave. So you walk in, I want to see you sit in your seat. I want to see you raise your hand. I want to see you identify the skill. Right? We have to practice that with them. Give them a lot of practice. So when you're teaching your psukim, you're going to say, who sees a word that's a keva? How do you know? Right? Or this way, you don't need this. This is just an example. Right? Or you're giving out your own chumash worksheet. I want everybody here to take out a pink highlighter and a blue highlighter. And I want you to highlight pink for the keva and blue for the heart. How do they know that? Remind them. What are we looking for? And then we practice so that the next time it becomes, oh, of course, right? Because they're using it. So as they practice, what happens when they practice, everyone? When we review and review. Zachar is one boy, Nekeva is one girl. Hey, b'sof mila, taf b'sof mila, mila b'li sofit. Okay? The word tapuz, the word kosot, bakbukim. Okay? What happens after all this time? As we review and review, we retain. So we introduce, we practice, we review. We cannot forget all of these three steps. All of them are vital. What ends up usually happening is that teachers introduce, and we kind of let it fall by the wayside. And then 6 weeks later, we're wondering, we did that skill. But if we don't review it, they're not going to retain it. You can't expect them to retain it. How could they? If I, as an adult, was taught one thing, but nobody reminded me about that, I meant, oh yeah, that kind of sounds familiar, but I'm totally forgetting that now. This doesn't, what'd you say again? What'd you want me to do again? Right? So we have to think like them. They are young, right? Especially when we're starting. Most of the people here before I asked, where most of us are in the elementary grades. So we have to think like them. We have to teach toward them. Because even though we say, no, they'll get it, they'll know it, they might not. And without these three steps, introduce, practice, review, we may be wondering why our students are not retaining these skills. Okay? Let's keep going. So now, when we introduce, there's a lot of pages here, okay? I'm just giving you tons of examples of skills. Tons of examples. Right before I said, write down five. Look how many skills we have here, and this is a smidge of skills. We have Sophio, we have Milim, we have Shoreshim, we have Zman. Nobody mentioned that skill before. Are we talking past, present, future? How do we know? What are the skills to identify that? Okay? We have prefixes, we have parts of a word, like puzzle pieces. Do we show our students that? Words in Ivrit work like puzzle pieces. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. Sometimes we take out the beginning and there's a middle and an end. Sometimes we take out the end and there's a beginning and a middle. We can teach them that. Okay? How about the otiot nistarot? Do we expect that they just know that? The letter fell out. How do we know that? Because there's letters called Yona. How do we know when they fall? Right? We have to talk to them about this. These are all examples of skills. We introduce. And when this comes up, we teach it. We don't assume it. We teach it. And then we practice it and we review it. Okay? So here is Zman Avar and Zman Atid. How are students supposed to know the difference between these two? We may say, guys, come on, you know this, right? Or guys, come on, we did this already 3 weeks ago. But how do they know that? So we have to explain it to them. These are in Zman Avar, and then when you have a tchili at the front of the word, the following problem are written in Zman Atid. He will say, he will speak. And then when you see that again, this is what you're going to say. Who can find me the letter at the beginning of the Shoresh that's going to show that we just changed Avar to Atid? What's that letter? Now, we didn't even do Vav HaHipoch yet. Okay? Slowly, slowly. First, we want to show them Avar Atid. Then we bring in the Vav and we really confuse them. Slowly, slowly. Okay? And we introduce in little bits. Little bits. And by the way, these picture screenshots that I'm showing you, this is in a second grade book, okay? I know it might be shocking, like, what? Second grade? Yeah, because you know what? We don't expect mastery in second grade, nor do we expect mastery in third grade. slowly, slowly, we expose, we talk about it, we explain, so that their second grade brain develops into a third grade brain, develops into a fourth grade brain, and they retain the concepts on different levels. One is very, very simple. It gets a little bit more complex, a little bit more complex, and you will be shocked what your students know by the time they get to middle school. Or let's say the principal will be shocked at what your students know by the time they get to middle school because they have heard this language again and again and again. Think about it as if you, right, they do this in other countries, not so much here. We do it, we try with Ivrit, that's a whole other topic. But let's say your students were immersed in Mandarin. Immersed, and every day the teacher spoke to them again and again and again and again. By the time they get to this grade, no one in the class thinks, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I don't really know what you're saying, right? Because they've been hearing it since they're in second grade. So we don't master a language in second grade, right? Nobody's going to be like, come on, they're supposed to be fluent in that language. No, they're not. Slowly, slowly. It's a process. And it's a process with Chumash skills as well. Now, the beauty about the Chumash skills process is that they then can become independent learners, which is our goal. We want them to open a pasuk, and we want them to say, here's the beginning, here's the end, this is the syntax, this is how we read it. But we have to teach them how. How am I supposed to do that? Okay? I just put some examples here of what we could see. Okay? Here's where we teach Vav HaYipach. We can't just say, Vav HaYipach is a magic vav. And it just changes how does that happen? What do you mean? So we're going to show them slowly and simply. That's all. Very slow and simple. Okay? And then we were talking about before, we brought up the time. Okay, we're leading them up to opening a page in Chumash. What does a Chumash look like after I have given these skills? By the way, I should interrupt myself and say that all the pages that I just showed you are taught to students using this program without opening a Chumash. They have never seen a Torah text yet. Why do we do it this way? Because this way, when they open the Chumash, they know what they're looking at. They know what they're seeing. Imagine, right, when we give a kid a Chumash, and we're like, hey, open it, and let's figure it out. This is a brand new language for them. We want to prep them for that. You're going to be seeing things that look like a short. You're going to be seeing things that look like a tefillin. You're going to be seeing something that looks like, and now, all those skills that you learned, we're going to use them. We're actually going to practice them inside. Okay? And so we teach them also the mahalich, right, for looking in a chumash. And that's more toward the end after they've gotten these skills. Okay? Again, let's practice. We're going to do it all together. Okay? We're going to do it together. So when you have something like this, we taught tchiliyuk. How do we practice? So you can see that I've used the highlighter before. I'm in huge favor of highlighting. Why? First of all, it's not boring. Okay, the kids are not going to complain when they have to highlight. They might complain when you make them write. They might not like that activity. Highlighting, markers, that always goes a long way. Okay, so use highlighters and say to your class, we know our tchiliot, okay, because you taught them that in theory, okay, you taught them tchiliot, and all they learned was this list of letters. By the way, I share this where I go. Sometimes people are like, yeah, we've heard that. Sometimes people never do. How do you know which tchiliot are tchiliot? Anybody know the trick? Thank you. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed Hashem. Okay? If you want your students to remember which are my tchiliot, there's your acronym for it. Okay? And they will never forget that because they say that every single day. And now that you know those raw skill of letters, which at the time are really meaningless to them, let's use them inside, okay? So now we're going to take words that we're going to see in the Torah text, and let's highlight them. Fine for me, okay? These instructions are in Ivrit. Hageshet ha-tchilir tchilir b'tzeva barod, hageshet ha-shem etzem b'tzeva yaruk, okay? Again, you don't have to use this. Use your own pages. Use your own highlighting colors. Tell your students, I want everybody to take out this color, this color, this color. Tchiliot are going to be in this color. Shorashim are going to be in this color. Sophia are going to be in that color. Choose your skill. It doesn't have to be that. Choose whatever skill you like. Choose whatever skill is coming up that day. Use it inside your lesson. Make it understandable, right, and relatable. That would be the best thing for you, okay? And then explain to them how you see things in charts, words from the pasuk. So let's say you are teaching now Vatavo. Now, you want them to say Vatavo. And she came. We cannot expect them to just read the word Vatavo and automatically translate, and she came. How are we doing that? So we're going to ask them. Who knows if this is a zachar or a nekeva? Okay, somebody be my student here. How do you know that? We're not going to stop there. We're not going to stop with it's nekeva. Very good. Excellent. Let's move on. How do you know? Good. It's a tav, vav, tav, and she. Super. Now, okay, let's see what else we can find. So if we found the vav, tav, what is left? Somebody else? A shoresh. Oh, look at that. Okay. Now, does a shoresh only have two letters? Help me out, guys. One flew away. It's one of the yonah letters. Look how many seals you just covered in 7 seconds. Literally, that's all it takes. Ask them to explain it to you. They need to say it. Okay? Vav, tav, nekeva, and she. What's left? Bet aleph. That's strange. I thought a shoresh has how many letters? Three. That's weird. Oh, who can help me? Oh, there's a vav. Oh, the vav flew away. You just covered 3 to 4 skills literally in less than 10 seconds. You're using the skills in your language, in your classroom. This is how they learn and retain. We cannot, it is a disservice to our students, okay, to make them memorize things like Vatavo and she came. No. How do they know that? Not because they memorize. They shouldn't be memorizing Vatavo, because Vatavo is going to come up 360 other times in the Torah. And so will the Shoresh Vo come up 1,000 more times. And so will the Tchili Vatav come up 2,000 more times. Show them how. We're not memorizing. There's no memorizing in Chumash, by the way. Sorry for all those of us who like memorizing. You want them to memorize Shemot Esem that they need to know? You know, Ohel or Mishpacha? Okay. Okay, that's a vocabulary list. We cannot have them memorizing words that retain that have skill, because then we're missing the whole point of a skill. Okay? So we're not going to do that, because then they're not learning. So in a case where these, okay, sometimes also get a little bit more, let's say, complex. Okay, let's take number 8. I don't know if you could see so well. Moladitecha. That's going to be a lot harder. You're going to have to help them out with that. How can we break down this word? Ooh, this is a hard one. What skill would you choose first on the word moladitecha? You are the teacher. You are trying to get your students to know, see something that they know about this word. And that's a hard one. What should we take out first?
Safi.
Excellent. Very good. Okay? We want to start with the Sophie. Sorry. Okay? Chacha. Now, this is assuming that we taught Sophia or introduced Sophia, which are very hard skills, but we are going to introduce it anyway, because when you're doing lech lecha, mimo ladetcha, mi beit avicha, look how many chas your students have in one pasuk. If we haven't taught them the Sophia cha, we're doing them a disservice. How do they know what that means? 3 times in a row, literally. So now they know, chacha, you, your. Okay? Or if they don't, by the way, you can hang posters all over your room so that they can look at the posters, because it's not cheating. It's just using good information to help you translate a word. Now that we solidified that, we got that out, what could be left for them to see? This is a tricky one. But you may say to them, I'm looking for a shoresh in this word. It's a little tricky. It might have one of those letters that, you know, that flew out. And what are they hopefully going to, somebody's going to see? Yalad. Okay? Now, of course, are they going to be able to for sure translate moladita? Maybe not. Maybe yes, maybe not. But you're still giving them the tools on how. How do I do this? Okay? We're not just going to assume like, yeah, all good. Right? They're good. They got it. They memorized moladita. Your birthday. What? How do they know that? We can't. The sing song is great. But if it's going to end up having them memorize but not really retain skill, it's not working. Because it's just so, it's too simple. And then they don't retain. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, and now we have our Sophiot. This is what I was talking about before. Okay, here are our Sophiot pages. Again, do you need to teach it like this? No, you don't. You could teach it in context too. When you come across the Chacha, you're going to teach it then. When you come across the EI, you're going to teach it then. Okay, these are all examples of skills.
I have a question about that.
Sure.
You study EI, Nimai, plural, singular.
Yeah.
So why do you specify singular plural for EI and not for Chacha with the Yud?
I think this one gets a little bit more tricky.
Right, so why do we include plural here? like I, right?
Yeah, because that's how it's
going to be. Whatever.
Because here there will be
for
here there will be yeah, because there will be an extra yud.
Which one?
In the Psukim, there will be an extra yud.
I know, but when you teach it in the Chuvera, it doesn't have that.
Yeah, but we don't need it because here we're just teaching this sofit. There's no sofit yud chav. That's not a sofit.
Right. It's just confusing the I part.
Totally. All sofiot are confusing. By the way, everybody wants to know what's the number one hard skill to teach. This is it. I don't know why. When I retire one day, I'm going to do a thesis. I'm going to run a thesis on why sofiot just get the, I don't know why, but it is. And by the way, I can tell you, when I taught middle school, high school, this is the hardest skill. It is so confusing. For some reason, well, students have the hardest time.
Especially in English, because in French, it's more similar to Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
In English, in Hebrew, the plural singular changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suffix.
Okay, guys. Now we're going to do a challenge. Are you ready? We're going to do a skills challenge. Can you find four skills? We're on our packet now, just in case you don't know where we are. Okay, we're now going to break up. We're going to do something a little bit different. How many people you teach second grade? Raise your hand. Okay, even if you don't teach second grade, you're going to come in on the challenge. We're all going to do all the challenges. Okay, but now that I gave you a whole spiel and I talked a lot, now it's going to be your turn. So we're going to do a skills challenge. Can you find four skills that are introduced in this text? Okay, everybody, go for it. Take your pen. I know you have a pen in there. Okay, can you find four skills? This is the second grade classroom, so keep that in mind. You are not finding skills for a seventh grader. You are finding skills for a second grader. Four of them.
Can you make it larger? Some of us...
Which is large? Oh.
The text, because I can't read it on this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know.
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I can turn off the light. I don't want to like mess with
the kids. No?
I honestly don't want to like mess with the kids. They did everything before I got here, and then I feel like if I do that, it's gonna. Let's see if that works better. Not really.
No,
that's okay. I'm sorry. I'm afraid to like touch the board. Should I turn the light back on?
Yes.
Okay. We are in a second grade classroom. Okay? What have we found? Help me out here. Go ahead.
Like filio.
Okay, give me an example.
So there's a vav yod at the beginning of the word.
Good. We have a vav yod. Okay? Great. And we can say we can put it right, and he, who's he? Right, and we have Hashem and Hashem. Okay, all those match up. Let's do another one. That's one. Give me another.
Why is it kind of one?
Because it's all one skill.
But I'm saying there's the yod and the vav. I mean, it's really two separate.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It could be. Once we teach Rabbi Hipach, we really try to put that into one skill. Otherwise, it's going to be like really like am. He did, and he did, but there's vav yod, and he. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Give me another one.
Shoresh.
Good. Give me a shoresh. Good. Excellent. We have a shoresh. Amar. Okay. Amar. Amar. Said. Good. Give me another one.
None.
Show me which.
Amar.
Like, huh?
Amar.
For said. Okay. So we're not going to really be able to identify right now the zman because that came along with and he. Pass. So we can kind of combine that one together. We've got a lot more.
I have a question.
Good. We have a sofit. We have a sofit. And by the way, look how many we have. Five in one pasuk. So here's my proof. If we don't teach the sofit chacha, and we have five of them, in one pasuk, we have done our students a disservice. Because now they don't know what that means in order to decode what is this saying to me, okay? Or and then encode the skill. I see a skill. I know what that means. It has something to do with you, your. It doesn't mean they know perfectly how to explain that. Okay? Yeah.
So after you teach, say, Vayomer.
Okay.
Right? Just as an example. So you teach the Atid, you teach the Vav Hayikuch, and you're left with the Shorosh, right?
Mm-hmm.
At what point are you going ahead and identifying for the students the Shorosh with its meaning, and then are you just letting it go? Meaning you just tell them, they could, I mean, in second grade they're not writing it down, but they're they're listening to you, and then you come back to keep repeating it, or are you, do you have other ways of getting into...
You mean the Shorashim particularly?
Yes.
Okay, that's a great question. So this is more unit-based rather than skill-based, because a Shorash is identifying... A skill is identifying the Shorash, but Shorashim themselves, right, of which there could be 500 of, how right, do you do that? How are they prepared for this? So here's what I would say, but again... This is me, and everybody can do it the way they want. I always believe you need to prep your students in advance for what shorashim they are going to see. So if in this parrot they're going to see 7 shorashim, amar, hala, and this is second grade, okay? Real basic. Amar, hala, yashat, whatever it means, in the context. Do not choose words that they are not going to see. What is that doing for them? They're memorizing it, and out it goes. They didn't use it. So in this parrot, in parrot Yudbet, which is the first pasuk in Lech Lecha, choose words, halach, right? Let's choose amar, halach, right? Yalad, ra'ah. Choose the word that they're going to see. Then you say, remind me what the word amar means? Sure, say. By the way, and I'm all into, I told you before, posters, huge, everywhere, word wall. We're not worried that the kids are going to cheat and look at the more visuals, the more repetition, the more they see it, you'll be sure. By the end of this paragraph, they know their shorashim kol. Not because they memorized it, because they used it. Because they see it. Okay, I would prep them with that. Go ahead.
When you introduced Amar, I believe it was did say.
What do you mean?
Right? When
on
you
the
introduced
sheet.
On the sheet, it said did say.
He which sheet?
He did say.
No, when you teach.
Earlier slide.
Okay, when you teach Amar, it's say. Not said, nothing. Say. Amar is say. That's a shoresh. Now, is it going to switch? As we do, he said, she said, she will say, he will say, she will say. Yes. But when you teach shorashim, it is the base verb. That's it.
So you have to make it very clear, really, that aleph mem resh is a shoresh.
Correct.
That aleph with a comma and a mem with a
kata. No, I wouldn't even go there. That's way too detailed for them. Mm-hmm. They are going to be able to figure out with a baba hikoch and a yud that it's anti. Nobody that's distinguished is going to say and he say. They're trained in their mother tongue to say, and he said. Okay? They will get used to that. They will pick that up. We do not want to get started with the kamas and the patat. That's way too complicated. They'll get there. They'll get there. Okay, that's 3 skills. I need 2 more. Go ahead.
The yellow and the letters.
Good. Where are they?
Well, from what I can see in the word left.
Okay, good. We are missing. Excellent. Oh, I don't know why this is not coming up. Red. We are missing a Yonah letter here. Sorry, that's not really working well. Okay? We're missing a halach. And we want to definitely show that to them. Okay? So we want to point that out. I don't know why this is not cooperating. But, okay, we want to show them. Here it could be halach. By the way, some people teach this or sometimes it's yalach. I'd rather go with the hey, but if you do it with a yud too, that's fine. Okay? That's skill number 4. What else? One more?
Is that a skill?
Where are you? Now, okay, it could be, but not yet. This is only second grade. Second grade. Let's stay very basic. What's another real basic skill?
Mem.
Where?
They are.
Yeah, all those little trillion. Not the vav yud. Not the vav yud, but all the skills you taught them. You taught them. Mei artzecha. Okay? Or haaretz. The, from. They know those. Those are the basics. Okay? This is a second grade. Oh, boy. Okay, this is the second grade. And remember, I'm putting it here by grade because it's very important that we remember that our students can only do what they're able to do. We cannot ask them to do more than what they're capable of. Okay, so when we have these, and here are my highlighters again because I told you I'm a very big highlighting person. When we have these, we are identifying sometimes with highlighters. Look how we do it. Over here, sample. May, the mem has its own highlight. Aretz has its own highlight. Cha, its own highlight. A, ra, a, we're missing a hey. Ka. Av, cha. We have to show them that this is how it works. They won't be able to do it by themselves otherwise, but we want them to do it by themselves. But we want them to be independent Chumash learners. We want them to build confidence in what they're seeing. So we need to do that for them. And I'm going to get back to, I'm so sorry, I forgot your name. Remind me. Yeah.
Hi.
No. What's your last name? Mr. Baum. Rabbi Baum. Rabbi Baum. Here, look. Right over here. This is our shorash list. You asked me about this before, right? What are we prepping our students with? Well, we've already prepared the shorashim that they're going to see. This is what they're seeing. Amar bo beirach gadal diber halach yalad yasa lakach. Not all at one time. Doesn't have to be all at one time. How do I know which shorashim to prepare them with? How do I know I shouldn't be preparing them with shorashim like shachad or lun or, I don't know, pick another shorash? Because here we're preparing in advance. Again, doesn't have to be this. You are the teacher. You prepare. What shorashim are my students going to see? What shorashim do they need to know in context going toward the next toward this parak? That's a mid you're going to see in Parshat Lech Lecha. Okay? Another one. Remember our review icon? Review, review, review. Remember I told you that even as you're doing upper level skills, we still go down the ladder? Well, here you have it. Okay? A sofi is. Okay? A kinoi is. We didn't touch that word before, but it's fine. Zachar nekeva. And you're going backwards. And the students are going to say, we did this already. And you're going to say, I know. So great, right? We're going to review it again. Because that's how we get to be fantastic expert skill learners. And then here also we have an I spy. Do this with your class, brother. You don't have to create these sheets. Do this orally. Do this as a round robin in your class. I spy in the pasuk a word that has man hoveh with yachid. Who can find it? Okay? Do it with them out loud. Because what you're doing is you're asking them to look back in the text. By the way, that's using the chumash. We always use the chumash. Using the chumash, and you're asking them to find things that you've taught them, and you're reviewing it, and they don't even realize. Because this is fun. Right? This is not like, take your pencil and make a list of all the things that's boring. You want to keep them on their toes. Who can find it? Who sees it? Turn to your partner. Find me three words. Keep them going. Okay? Same thing. We're always going to go back. We're always going to continue to review. Okay? So, here are second grade skills. If you're wondering, but this is a little bit, it got a little messed up, I'm sorry, in the transfer. But if you're wondering, so what skills are the second graders supposed to know? I don't get it. When you're saying, what skills? What are they supposed to know? So let's talk about it. Zachar nekeva, shmod haguf. I, you, he, she, we. Yachid yichadar abim rabo. What's a poel? What's a shem esen? Tchili, sofi, shoresh. Okay? Sometimes we get into smichut with the et. Yes or no? Hey, chalkei milim. Hey, hasha'ila. Hey, hayidya. Sometimes you can just show them, this is a hey, special hey. Doesn't have to get into the details of it. Remember, we're just saying very, very basic. Okay? Third grade. Okay? This is another example. Raise your hand if you teach third grade. Great. What happens in third grade on the my chart? What looks different to you?
There are
all
these links.
So many blanks. Whoa. My students can't do this. Yes, they can. Why can they do this? Because you've taught them how. You're not giving this to them being like, hey guys, by the way, fill this in and let me know how it goes. No. You've done this with them. They've done it in second, they've done it, now they're doing it in the middle of third. So how do we know how to take the words Vayehi Yitzchak, V'Yitzchak Haya, and Yitzchak Haya? What? They know this. So when you give it to them to do it, this is not scary. This is not overwhelming. This is not, what do you want to do with this? Okay? This is, guys, you know this. And by the way, for the kids that are young in the classroom that are on the lower end, that's okay too. They'll do what they can. When they're in resource rooms, okay, or learning centers, whatever you call them, this is a time to focus on with them on how would you say, what is Haya? Where would you put that? How do you know what goes where? Okay? And notice that we're giving them a hint. Now again, some schools, and this is fine, some schools don't use the what we call the Ibrikala center version. You don't need that if you don't teach that way. Every school does a lot of different, does their own thing, and that's fine. That's great. Everybody should do it the way that they see fit for their own school. But if we want the students, bottom line, to be able to read a pasuk with skills, retaining skills, we need to use the skill. And this is using it. Mi Padan Aram. So you know what you might tell them? Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you before you do this pasuk that Padan Aram is a place. Now, they would never know that. What's Padan Aram? I don't think my teacher ever said that word with skill. I don't think that was a show rush. It's not. It's a place. So those things you might want to tell them first. Okay? But given that, they will be able to do more. Okay? And here we are on Parshat Chayei Sarah. We're way past Lech Lecha, and now we're amping it up. First of all, we have, right, they've been introduced to Rashi letters. But we're still going back, and we're finding, what do these shorashim mean? Akal shatak kum shalach yashav. And by the way, you know what else we're doing with them? We are finding, what word in the pasuk has that shorash? Not just memorize. Where do you see that shorash, and what word contains that? Guess what else we're going back to review? Oh yeah, our basic tchiliot. And And yet, the kids in third grade may say to you, what? You want us to do that? That's so easy. Beautiful. I love hearing that. That should be so easy. This should take them 10 seconds or less. Okay? If they're using them, they're going to be able to know how to do these things. Okay? So this is our third grade. What have we added to third grade? How do we skill? How do we, what we call scope and sequence skill? I showed you the second grade. Now we're adding in third grade. Zman avar. Now we're adding time. Okay? In second grade, they're not ready for that. You're just giving to them very literally because they're only 7. Okay? Now we're going to add more shmor haguf. We're going to teach them what a tchili eitan is, aleph yud tav nun. And again, this is not mastery. This is introducing, this is teaching, this is talking, this is using the skills and the names of the skills and what they are doing. Okay? And then, of course, we get to fourth grade. Okay? I'm going to show you beyond fourth grade in a minute. But this is fourth grade. What happened here? Everybody, what happened here?
You're only giving them the newer words.
Correct! This is only the words that you are assuming that they don't know, okay? Because all the other words they've done for 2 years now. So we don't need to give them anymore. Vayomer Hashem El Yosef. So Vayomer Yaakov Elacha, right? Or Yosef Elacha. Why are you giving Vayomer Yosef Elacha? And Yosef said to his brothers, no. They don't need to chant that because they know it by themselves. So all you need to give them is, what in the world is Zara Tabachim? Right? How do they know that? They don't. So you're going to tell them, that's the chief of the very simple, the slaughterers. Okay? They may not know Matzliach. They definitely don't know Pakad. Here's the shorish Pakad. Vayiv Kideyu. That's really complicated. So we're going to help them with that. Okay? We're going to help them with what they need. And then we are going to, here's my review. Go back and review. And she will, that, like the, in with. Review. By the way, I know this sounds like, my God, this is so much. Do you know that by the time the students know these skills, it takes about 30 seconds to get these targilim done? I promise. I promise you. 30 seconds. Try it with them. You'll see how fast they do it. Okay? And then we give them an I spy. Mila, I know it's hard to see. Mila shigol merit be yu yachid. Find me some. And you were in the pasuk. Put your eyes in the pasuk. Find it for me. Turn to your partner. Work in a group. Make it a game. Team A, Team B, Team Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Doesn't matter. Okay? They will work and they will do it very quickly. And this is already getting up to Parshat Vayishlach. Fourth grade. Okay? Where we do more of an in-depth. Vavahipuch. Smichut. Okay? Oto Eitan again. Nun Hayatira. Sometimes we have this like extra nun that's kind of like sitting in there and we don't know why. Vavahibur is Manatid. And here is Tameh HaMikra. We were talking before about Tameh HaMikra. Let's wait on Tameh HaMikra. We can explain to them. There's this thing that looks like a horseshoe. It's called an etnachta. When you see that, you stop. That's second grade. That's it. Okay? Don't give them too many. But by the time you get to fourth grade, you want them to see. By the way, you remember that etnachta? And remember, there's more than that. And this is how we read the Torah, especially, right, for people that are going to one day read for their bar mitzvah. Okay? How about the future? Now, go ahead. Please.
I saw that Ojo Nishan and Atid,
yeah,
and then some of the Tchiliot and Avar are like separate skills. So I guess, how do you teach like Eitan outside of the, because they are Atid like prefixes.
Yeah.
So how do you teach them outside of the context of Atid or some of the prefixes that have to do with Avar outside of the context of Avar?
I don't think I would teach it out of the context.
They're separate.
Yeah, they're separate. But I would teach it in the context. So for example, let's use the word Etain. Okay? Now they have the shorosh natan. Etain, what happens? I will give. Okay? What if you're really teaching, though? You're not teaching the word etain, you're teaching the word va etain. What I would do is I'd put that word on the board, okay? And I would make it nice and big, and I would break it down for them. So, for example, if you have the va etain, right? We're going to look first for, what should we do first?
Shorosh,
of course. Always. Okay? So, because they can see that. So, here we have our natan. Now what are we left with? A vav and an aleph. Here's what I would do. Hold this for a second. What does this mean? I will. What do we do with this? What's a vav? And. Okay, now we show it to them. Here's what happens, guys. If we have etain, we know give, we know I will. Here's our vav. And I will, but we know that this is the vav and ipah. So now, it doesn't become I will anymore. and I gave. I think you have to show it to them in both contexts. You have to show it to them how they would know it simply, and then make it a little more complicated.
By the way, they get the sense of that, right? Slowly. Not in second grade, not even in third grade, maybe not even in fourth grade. But if we continue to talk about it, they'll get it eventually, because they see it so many times. And that's what I was going to bring you towards before I take rounds of questions, okay, if anybody has, or comments, which I would love, okay, in the future. What is this doing for them? Let me show you, okay? This is junior high school, fifth grade, whatever it is. We are learning Sefer Shemot now. Okay, this is a daf avodah that you perhaps would give to your students, maybe not in fifth grade, maybe some of us sixth grade, seventh grade. It's just an example where we give them, this is psukim Zion 3 at Aleph, lots of psukim, and we're asking them to prepare psukim in Sefer Shemot. And we are giving them the words that they need, same thing that we saw before. I don't know if you could see so clearly, but there's a lot of highlighting here. Le Mokesh, Ha Teren, Teida. We're showing them, don't forget the Tchiliot. Don't forget those, because it changes the meaning of the word, okay? And then we're hoping that as they know those skills, and they're independent learners, now they can take that and fly with it, okay? Therefore, here's an example, or I know that we're in the lower school, so I won't spend so much time here, okay? But if you're teaching a junior high class, what has all that you have taught, and all the teachers that came before your students, second, third, fourth, fifth, okay? What has it done? We're able to divide the psukim, put in a line in between them and give a title to them. And how do they know? Because they understand what they're reading. Does it mean they understand every single word? No. Never. They might say, I don't know what that word is. And you know what I say to my students when they say, I don't know this word? You know what I say to them? Does that matter? Does it change the context of what you're reading? 90% of the time, it does not. Skip that word. It's just like if you're reading a novel, right? You might not understand every word in the novel when you're in elementary school. Skip that word. It's not going to change the context of what's happening on the page. You still know what's happening. Skip that word. Okay? Here's another thing that you can do with them. Okay? We're still going back to Mei Arto. Mei Haaretz Shelo. Very, very basic. Shoresh V'Targumo. This is fifth grade workbook, everybody. It looks like a second grade workbook in that case, but it's not. Because if we don't review skill, we will not retain. It is proven. Same thing with math. If you teach your students multiplication facts, and imagine if we only did multiplication in third and fourth grade, what's going to happen by the time they get to seventh? They're not going to know how to multiply. But math is a spiral curriculum. So is Chumash. Okay, same idea. Okay, here we go. Middle school. I wrote here, raise your hand with pride to teach middle school. Because, by the way, middle school is by far the hardest years to teach. No questions asked. So if anybody here teaches middle school, hats off to you. I taught middle school for many years. It is way harder than high school. People say, oh, high school is the hardest. Don't think so. Middle school is really rough. Okay? Now, what does that mean for us? It means we really have to keep our students engaged. Because in high school, they're already ready to sit and listen to us, have deep discussions. They're not ready for that in middle school. Okay? At all. They're like, they're in such a place, they don't know where they are. Okay? Therefore, we have to make it really, really easy for them to learn, but do it because they want to do it. So let's give them something that they could do. Here's an example of 6, 7, and 8. Okay, now, I just want to say that the only one that is mine on this board is the middle one. Mira is going to remember this very well, because this is what I did with my 7th graders. This is Zion all the way down, Zion Chet Tet, this is Parsha Pinchas, okay, which we were learning in middle school, and I gave them the words that I felt that they needed. But in that 7th grade classroom, we still have Shoresh, Rashi word, Shoresh, the explanation they need. Okay, we have Mei Hamila. We are rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing skills that they might have learned when they were much younger. This is actually my daughter's teacher. She is the most phenomenal 6th grade teacher I have ever, middle school teacher I've ever seen. She has the kids every night going into the psukim and saying, in pink, who spoke? In orange, to who? In green, where did they speak? It is unbelievable. And what she does with them just shows, yes, I understand what's going on in Chumash. Yes, I can identify, okay, that it was in Midbar Sinai. Now here, you'll say, this is not using skill. Of course it is. How do they understand what's going on in the Psukim? Because by this time in middle school, we're not going to stand there and say, who could find the Tchili? Right? They're going to find it themselves. But we have to get them there. Okay? And here's 8th grade. 8th grade. Much more compare, contrast. This is the Dibro.
Okay? Bamidbar Devarim. Oh, this is actually, no, this is the Maragum. Bamidbar Devarim. How do they see how to put in charts? What happened to Bamidbar? What happened to Bamidbar? Because of all the teachers that came before, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, that's the only way we could get them here. We need to keep doing that for them over and again. Okay? And we're going to review. Guys, this is 7th and 8th grade stuff. Promise. Okay? Almi Oman Amar. How do we know what Li is? How do we know what Tivarech, Ta'or? How do we know which letters come from the eighth time? 7th grade. Okay? Of course, all of this always has to be with the base of skill learning. It's about the Torah that we were given as a gift. We want our students to understand that because we were given the Torah as a gift, Hashem wants us so badly to understand everything and anything in the Torah and to pull all the layers out and all those things. This has to be our end goal. But how do we get students to appreciate Torah? Only if they could do it. Only if it's not a frustrating experience. We know that when students feel frustrated by something, they hate it. Okay, let's make them love it because they can. And they really can. We just have to make it available for them. We have to make them able to do it. So before you go, there's two things you need to do. Number one, in your packet, I was told to remind you that there is a form that you need to fill out. On my sheet, okay, this is not for me, this is for you. On your sheet, I gave 3 different exit tickets. You can choose one, okay? Put your self-assessment. This is how I rate my understanding of the whatever activity. I think I got this! I need a little more practice. I'll get there, but I need help, okay? And of course, if you need help, I'm sure your fellow teachers, administrators, are happy to help you. And by the way, so is the consortium. Okay, here's an exit ticket. The most important thing I learned today was, and an example of this is, or it's an exit ticket topic, I used to think, now I know, now I think, etc. All different types of things. It is never too late to convert your classroom into a skilled classroom. Do not ever think, well, I don't do this in my class, so I can't do this. Yes, you can. And what's the best thing that's going to happen, and I'll leave you with this, and I would love some questions or comments. When you see your students doing this by themselves, independently, and they are raising their hands and telling you things they never thought, you never thought that they would see, you will say to yourself, wow, this is incredible. This is amazing. My students really enjoy learning Torah. Okay, who can share with us questions, or if anybody has comments or anything that you want to know. I should also say that I am here for the day till after the conference is over. So if anybody wants to meet and talk about anything else, I'm so happy to always meet with you. And I also really wanted to leave my email address for anybody to reach out to me at any time, because that's what we're here for. And it is ehofbaum@cojds.org. Okay, that's the Consortium of Jewish Day Schools. Okay, feel free to email me about anything. I appreciate all emails, any emails. I'm in my class. I'm trying to do this. I wanted to follow that thing. I'm not sure how. My students are not really taking to it. Could you help me? Of course I can. So happy to help you. Okay, go ahead.
I also teach 8th grade.
Yeah.
Who have no 0 skills.
Yeah.
I was their 4th grade English teacher, which I didn't believe myself.
That's okay.
Where would you start?
How would you start? Super basic. You got to start at 2nd grade level and 8th grade. Second, you cannot start with the advanced skills when we have no skill. So 2nd grade skills in 8th grade, but you don't make it into 2nd graders. You make it on an 8th grade level. But you have to nail that. Would we ever, right? It's like saying, like, would you ever build a building that has no foundation? Of course you wouldn't. What's that going to do? It's all going to fall down. You need to get the very basics. Now, we have tons of schools, by the way, who decide, and now we see, by the way, somebody was saying to me before, who was it? Do I see a difference in the way students are learning? Yeah, students need to be much more engaged. Much more engaged. So if we sit in front of a class and we talk and talk and talk for an hour, gone, lost them, you need to get them in on an activity. So do something with them. What should we do? Put them in a group. Put them in a partner. Do a sheet. Okay? Highlight. Play a game. I want to see that you found that. I want you to do something. I want you to engage with the puzzle. Not I read it, you answer me. That's not engaging. They're not doing anything. They're just powering what you said. That's not engagement. It's not engagement in any classroom. Right? But with Torah, we don't want it to become a frustrating experience. And so many kids, unfortunately, feel that way. If they can't do it, the teacher's doing it, then they can do it. But that's not true. They can do it. We just have to let them do it independently, and then they gain confidence. So So you're going to start with anybody here who's starting. This is not just grade three. Anybody who says, yeah, I think I want to put a little bit more skill into my class. My students know zero. No problem. Start at the very bottom, very basic. Guys, I want to teach you something. So you know that in Chumash, there are a lot of words that look the same. They have a beginning, then a middle, then an end. Okay, start there. They'll still be interested in that because that's something new. We can't give them the sheets that I was using, right? You can't be like, fill in the pigeon. You can do that, right? We have to make it on their level. Anybody else? Go ahead.
It's a lab and a lab skill. Our school uses a lab and a lab.
Oh, great. What school are you from?
South Pennsylvania Day School.
Okay, great.
So, I want to know, like,